Okay, so we're holding on the run, I'm on the final base. The run to the heartbreak help. So he brings like this. Let's go back. We're holding in that run, which is, in, I guess, starts on the second wide line of the run. In the second line of that run. So the fourth line down, the white lines would pick up. But they remember Reisi. Either start from Hanush Kosim Tam Mafsik Ba'achar. So Either start from is not like you said before that the word Achar is extra. That the point is the Either start from was that we have a Tam Mafsik, a trup which acts as a pause. Kechel the Lishtama. In order that it should be clear, Achakach Teleth Achakach Tavardu. Now, how does that apply to Tikosko? Tikosko kahare nifsek b'tam kahare mimilas kale. Lerma shemilas kale hafucha kilo ha'yisod b'tchilas apasik. Kale, tikosko kahare re. As opposed to tikosko is like the hare kale. Upirish that kale tikoscha nigleis kaharim shem gluyim, that your tzedek is like the harare, is like the harim. Vilmolei a hefsek. We darshan the word kale, flipped around in the order of the pasuk. We move it to the front of the pasuk. That's what a fucha means. That the word that achar teleich means after you go, not do this and then go, but rather after you go. That's not the point. Achar shatavaru, achar shatayosef, kad masarim achar hanoignim, shenoignim kad molehem, tikosacha kaharim shalkel. It makes it much more beautiful way of presenting it. It's a much clearer way of presenting it. Kaimel Ksiban is Paris de Belechtoy. Bishmuelhu. It's a pasuk in Sefer Shmuel. It says Lahashiv Yodah ben Har Paras. So where Paras is Kriba Luksiv. Ish the Kasher Yishal Bishmuel Namihu Gabi Achitoyful. It's describing Achitoyful because it's Kasher Yishal Ish with Rahul Akim. That's how people would relate to Achitoyful, that he was equivalent of the Ur Metumim. For the word Ish is Kriba Luksiv. Boyim de Nibnasa Riyamyo, who it's written, say Riyamyo, Hine Yami Boyim no Hashem, Nibnasa Ha'ir. So the word Boyim, Yamin Boyim, is Krivel Oksiv. Lo de Plato, Sef Yamyo, Nevuas Babel, Yehilo the Plato, Lo Krivel Oksiv. As the Hagev who God, Berus, Vian Boyas, Vayermer Law, Hagev who God, Li, Kolacharat, Osis, Escham Yosech. So, and that word, high S, is Kribal Exib, it's not written. Zataram, Amil, Besorm, Shalon, Kri, Uxiv, Vaf, Mesorla, Mitule, Behanach, the Karim, Uxivan. In the Mesorla that we have, that word S is not included in the list of the Kri Bilaksivs. Elidah Garan, Barus Nami, it's also in Rus. Termi Eleo, Ace Kalashat Termi Eli Eset. It's Posuk Shachar of a Terra Garan, Ataska Kalashat Siva Tocham Yisaw. So therefore, so even though the word Hagurin is not in the pasuk where it's written, it's in the next pasuk. Karla Eli the Hagurin, Avlam Halkor Leka Hagurin, Kim the Stomach Lay be pasuk the Lacharav. So the word Eli, in regards to the Hagurin, it's not really mamash in that pasuk, because the next pasuk, but that's where it's around there it's written. So this is a kribul oksiv. Elad hasarim berus namihu matar meshesh hasarim hoela nosan li kiamar elai. You shouldn't come empty-handed back to your mother-in-law. Elai kribul oksiv. So those are examples of a kribul oksiv. Ksiv v'lo kargan noa del yislach mimolachim b'yishtachabesi b'yishtachabesi yislach noa Hashem l'abdecha ksiv noa v'lo mikri. That Naaman says he's going to go back to the base of Odesura, and he's going to bow because that's what he had to do in his country. Hashem should be merchel him. He doesn't really believe in it. Zoistai mitzvah. Meseder meschanan. Kama says the kosev lo nimsa b'sorim shalonu. We don't have that. We don't have this. The Gra takes out Zoistai mitzvah. He takes it out. Yidrach the Hadarech, Meshav Yirmer. Yidrach Hadarech is Kashtoy. Yidrach Shein Yiksev Rulei Tree. So there's a second Yidrach over there, which is not red. Chomesh Pas Negev. So if Yecheskel was going through the blueprint for the Bayis Shlishi, it says Ve'elu Midosel Chomesh Chomesh Meos Rabas Alafim Chomesh Shein Iksiv Olotri. It's written Chomesh twice, but only one is red. The word Im Lichi Goyel Berus Vato Ki Omnam Ki Im Goyel Anochi. So that Boaz says to her that he's the girl, but there's somebody closer. So it says in that the word im, ha'im ksiv v'lekri.
Okay. How come we have all these examples from Nas, no examples from Chumash?
It's a good question, because Pashas, there are no examples in Chumash. You don't have a tree like Siva or Siva like tree in Chumash. The only one you have is you have a tree of Siva of Bat Parlim and Bat Charim. It's not a tree like Siva, it's a tree and a Siva. Right. Here we have something which is not written at all, or it's written, it's not read at all.
Wouldn't the tree of Siva that we have in Chumash also be part of all of this?
I don't know why it's not listed in the I think the challenge of the tree Iksiv, which we have in Chumash, I mean, there are many, the way Chazal looked at, there are many tree Iksivs. Probably too many to list. You know, most of them are not as glaring as Bat Charim and Bat Perlim. But any time, like, you know, you read a yud, as if it's not obvious there's a yud there. Sometimes it's referred to them by Chazal as a Kri Ksiv type of a thing, which is interesting. But that's how they use it. Something like that. But these are actual. You know, this is much more. So most of them are really a masura of how to read, as opposed to that you have a Kri and a Ksiv. And that whereas this is a whole different type of a thing. Right. That's my guess. Yeah, Zatiman, Masar Choshev Kolhani, Betvei Elayu Achrini, there's some more besides. Miul HaKoshev Zoista HaMitzvah Ela Zoista HaNefesh Dixiva Yirmiyah Gabi Sitkiya Chai Hashem Asher Osulonu Es HaNefesh HaZois. Okay So the Gemara, we're holding the second line, third line on the top of the page, in Lamech Esav and Aleph. Amar Bacha Bar Ado, Ben Rabba Paskin L'Dein Psuka L'Tosa Psukin. In Eretz Yisrael, which is to the west above all, they divide this pasuk up, which we have as one pasuk, the three separate pasukim. Yom Hashem El Moshe, Hinei Anochi Bo Elecha Ba'avanon, Avoy Yishma Ha'am Adavi Yimoch, V'gam B'chol Yiminu Le'olam. So they divide it into three different pasukim. The point of the Gemara meaning that see, if you learn that Pisotomim is going to be the Raisa, that would not be Mistabra that we'd have this division and how to divide this disagreement and how to divide it. Pisotomim is Lavda Raisa, so we could have such a disagreement. Okay. This is the end of the Pisotomim Star Shimmer discussion. Okay. I'm Rabbi Bechama by Rabbi Chanina. This is our Agadic interlude. Well, Hishir Moshe Elami Psultan Shalom Lukas. Moshe Rabbeinu became enriched from the psalus that which he had carved out of the luchas. Shinar psalucha, shelachos avanim karishanim. So the mordarshans psultan shalcha yehe. Whatever you carve out, and cut out of the luchas, as you cut in the luchas, you get to keep. It was made from extraordinary material. He had it, and he's able to. He became enriched from that.
Why did he need to become enriched?
Well, we're going to see later on the Gemara about that. Write it for yourself. Be personal for yourself. So the Mora says, what does that mean? It only belonged to Moshe. Master of Chistav, voice is Tiva Hashem, I see the Lamedeska. Voice is Tiva, so that means Hashem commanded him to give it to Klai. So Moshe says, no, I can touch that passage to mean, voice is Tiva Hashem commanded me. Vani Lachem, and I gave it to you on my own. So again, the more asks the question, the more answers. Oisi tziva bani lachem. The Bereshim gave it to Moshe, and he gave it on his own to Klal Yisrael. Batokisul lachem as a shira zois, and give it over to Klal Yisrael. So Bereshim was told to give over the shira to Klal Yisrael. The Emor says, "Hashira lechudo." That was that. Yes, the shira was given. He was commanded to give over to Klal Yisrael. But that's unique to the shira. Mantili Hashira zois laid b'vnei Yisrael. The Emor says, "No, but the purpose of the shira, it should be an aid to Klal Yisrael." Now, if all the purpose of the shira was just giving over the shira and nothing else, so what do they have to be an aid about? But if you tell me that Klal Yisrael was given all the Torah, so the Shira now is given as an aid about Klal Yisrael's responsibility for the Torah. So I mean, the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. So Moshe says, you're right. Al-Papula Ba'alma, what was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, which was to be his own private acquisition, which he then bequeathed to Klal Yisrael as well, is not the Torah itself. That obviously he had to give over to Klal Yisrael. El Pilpula Ba'alma, but the process of Pilpula was given to Moshe privately, and he gave it to Klal Yisrael on his own. Okay. What exactly Pula Baalma means, not clear, but he was at some level of a deep, sharp understanding, which Moshe Rabbeinu was given as his personal, for his personal edification, and he gave it to Klal Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashmish Shkinoso Ela Al Gibor Ve'Osher Ve'Chacham Ve'Anav. The Russian wants to make somebody a Navi. He only wants to put his Navu on somebody who is a Giber, an Usher, and a Chacham. And on top of that, he's still an Anav. We call him Moshe. And we can derive all of these three things, all of these four things, from Moshe. How do you know Moshe was a Giber? Let's see, but when he first says Oil Alam Mishkan, well, remember, Moshe Rabbeinu Pirsoi. So Moshe was able to had the ability to spread out the oil, and the pasuk says, so he was tall enough to be able to do this, which it was 10 amos tall. Moshe says, okay, but Amad the Orich, he could be very tall. But the cotton, he was small in his strength. Where do you see he was a gibor? El min hadayin krot. See, but especially we stay up close. Moshe came out, stay yadoi, vashabreim. Okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu took the luchas and threw them down and broke them. V'tanya luchas orchon shisha, rechavon shisha, v'avon shloisha. So the luchos were six tvachim by six tvachim by a width of three tvachim. So you put the two luchos together, it would be a cube of six by six by six. So the Moshe says he's able to pick them up and throw it down. This is quite a heavy stone. Okay, so that's how we know Moshe was a giver. Asher says Psal Bechop, Sultan Shalcha Yehe Chacham Rav Shmuel Dar Mitzvot Chamisha Mishari Bina Nibru Bo'olam V'kulam Nitna L'Moshe Chaser Achas Shemar V'tachzereu Me'at Me'elokim. So Moshe was given a tremendous level of Chachma. We had a tremendous level of Chachma. But Anav, they see, but each Moshe Anav Mehid.
Okay. How do we know that the pasuk about Chachma was talking about Moshe?
Well, the pasuk is saying that the Rishon created man and made man one step less than a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, there was going to be somebody who reached that level. So Chazal say that the only one person who ever did it was Moshe. So is it Dafka Moshe or is it somebody else? Okay. How Chazal knows it's Moshe, I'm not sure. Okay. Omer B'yachad and Kol Nevi'im is Asher M'hoyu. In all of Mimosha, Mishmol, Mi'amos, Mi'yona. So we see it in all the places. So we start to make a generalization based on these examples. Moshe Nasi, Lechamorachot, Mehem Nasasi. Moshe says that I never took any person's animal to Moshe says Ibalei Agra. I didn't steal it. He didn't pay for it. Ela Dafila Ba'Agra. means even though the person is willing to rent it, and he would pay for it, he didn't because he had no need for it. He has his own. Moore says no. Maybe the reason why he didn't take it enough because he had his own, because but that he couldn't afford to rent. So that's not a good raya. Elamim Salachop, Sultan Shalcho, Yehe Shalcho. Shmuel, Dixiv. Shmuel says, Hinini Anubi, Negar Hashem and Negar Mashichoy, I want you to answer me. Asher mi lokachti, Chamor mi lokachti, I never took anybody's animals. Tomorrow said, Ibichinim, if he took, we're discussing case taking it for, without paying. She's saying, you know, I'm such a wonderful guy, I didn't steal from anybody. Like, you know, that's not me, stopper.
No, but you, I mean, a Melech is entitled, right? To...
Yeah, but he's not the Melech. Shmuel wasn't the
Melech.
But I feel the scar, because it means that even though he never took, he never rented it because he had his own. Moore says, someone don't only have it. So maybe the reason is because he was impoverished and he couldn't afford to rent. Elamehacha. Moore says, okay, so the source that Shmuel was an usher was the pasuk says, "Vchubasayha ramasa kisham beisoy." That Shmuel would walk all around Eretz Yisrael, being available to discuss, judge, etc. And he'd come back to Ramah because that's where his home was. Chazal Darshan, Omer Rava, called Makam Shalach Beisa Imai. That he was able to take his home to the Chuvasa. Kisham Beisa, saying there was his home, wasn't referring back to Rama, was referring to the fact that he, as he was traveling, Chuvasa, as he was going back towards Rama, he already had his home. He was able to take take care of his needs wherever he was. He had all of his needs with him. Okay. The more is interjecting in the middle of this conversation, we said Amos and Yonah, we still have to explain Amos and Yonah, but meanwhile, it points out we mentioned Moshe and Shmuel. So, Kol Mashemar B'Shmuel, Yosef Mishenemar B'Moshe. What Shmuel said really is a level beyond the way he deported himself. It was beyond even Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe Rabbeinu Ksiv, the Chamor Echad Mehem Nasasi. The Philip Bistar, that he's saying that he did not take it, even to pay for it. We look at Bishmol, a Philip Berotzen Loi Socher, the Seaver Yermer, Loi Shaktonu, Loi Ratzer Sonu. You didn't even convince us. It wasn't that, you know, that we were agreeable, right? The Moshe says, I didn't take it and pay, which means maybe I would have, he was contemplating the idea of forcing. He didn't force them with payment, but if they offered, he would rent. Shmuel said he didn't even do that. Oh, geez, Base Shikmim. So what does it mean? Boiker Anoiti and Base Shikmim. It's Hagar of Yosef. Like we have in the Tigrim on Navi. I think we discussed this once, twice, as a Yosef. It's Kedushin over there. It must be in Kedushin over there, right? Because Rav Yosef was a sagi, was according to one pshat, because Rav Yosef was blind. And since Torah Shabbat, you cannot say Bal Peh. See, he would say over the psukim in the language of Targum. So this way, he was not saying the actual psukim Bal Peh. He was able to. So Kim Targum Yosef. the Rav Yosef would take over the targum on the pasuk. Rav Mori Gesi Ano Veshikrili B'Shafelta. I'm owner of flax, and I have these sikmin trees down in the valley. So he had flax. Mori Gisei Ano, I'm the master of herds. Herds of cattle. The other the sea, but Yitin Scharova Yerid Bo. So he came to get the ship going to Tarshish. Says he gave the schora and he went into it. So what does it mean? He gave us it's a schora, it's schar. Yerchel and Shadosh and schora shall swim the cool. He paid for the whole ship. Okay. So wasn't just paid for his travel? He paid for the whole ship. That's schora, it's schar, the full amount of its value. Roymanus said, "Schar shasina havya dalat alafim dinari dahava." It was 4,000 dinari dahava. Fine.
That last piece relates to
what's the connection? In Poshet, it's going back, and we're dashing about the Luchos, Solochot, Sablochot. That'd be the Poshet shot right here, just another drasha about the Luchos. He gave the Luchos to Moshe, but we're dashing it at a different point. That would be the simple understanding. There's probably more to it than that, but that's what I would guess. So the Ran Elmad Hashem Sibor Lalam and Israel. So the Rosham commanded him to give it over. But he didn't know means that the Rosham has commanded me and I gave it over to you on my own. Vanilokam Krahakam Sibor Shabesahi. The Rosham commanded me. Vanilasati Aslibi and I decided on my own, Lalam made Chukim Mishpatim to teach you the words of the Torah. Matili Ashir Zoslaid, we shira levadakamar, if all Kleisel received was the Shira, or was commanded to give this get was the Shira, so my Sadusa Ika, what's there to be made about? So I said, Pulu Alma, not on the Moshe, who not going to assign the Israel. He was 10 amas tall. So he was that tall, probably he was strong. So Mor says, maybe it means Orach Bekotin. Orach become, he was tall, but Kotin Bekotin, he was weak. So Mor says, from the Luchos. Moshe was given all the levels of wisdom, chutz miyachas, ideas Hashem Yisburach, alami tesoy, full understanding of Kadosh Baruch was not possible. In this world, can you see, batachsireu, mat melekim. The word says he didn't take. Says he's praising himself that he didn't steal. May make any sense? Even though he doesn't even rent b'schar because he didn't want to benefit from somebody else, he had enough of his own. So Shmuel said, even if they agreed to give it to me, I didn't take and pay. I didn't take and not pay. I didn't take even pay. I didn't even take when they offered. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say that last point. Because why is it? I mean, if they're offering, what's the problem? Because sometimes they're agreeing and offering not with a full heart, just because of the situation of who the person is. They feel obligated. There's a fascinating Rabbi Yarna. Rabbi Yarna says on Vachachem Beis Yisrael, the Sabbath by avoid this Obed, you can't be Obed avoid this Obed, and somebody in Klal Yisrael. So the shoot of the soul, like a person, he has an Eved Ivri, he has limitations, but he can't treat him like an Eved. Put him into actions and requirements to work like an Eved Kanani. Rabbi Yarna says that a person who's a leader of the Kehila should never ask people for favors, because when they do it, they might do it even though they don't want to, but feeling the obligation because of the person's stature and position. So he's taking advantage of them and forcing them to do what they don't want. That's a form of abdus. So that's what he's saying over here, that sometimes the person agrees because he's embarrassed, not because he really wants to do it. So Ben Yonah translated that into an isser on the Talmud Chacham to take advantage of his position.